It's back. I can't believe it. It's a great Minnesota get-together, and boy, oh boy, do we need a get-together, right? And the Canopy Group has something special for you. The fair inspires a lot of things on a stick, many of which aren't great for you, right? But, oh well, who cares? It's only here once a year. But the Canopy Group has something on a stick during the fair that's really, really good for you. It's insurance on a stick. With over 40 professionals and 16 insurance companies, they're able to save new clients over $800 by providing them options. $800, that's so much money. I mean, you'd be disappointed if the fair only offered one option on a stick. So why do you stay with an insurance agent that represents only one company? You need options. Now, insurance on a stick is truly a 36-inch square walking stick with a leather lanyard and luggage tag commemorating the 2021 State Fair. Get an insurance quote and a chance to win an insurance on a stick by visiting thecanopygroup.com. Saving $800 sounds pretty darn good.
Crisco Desert right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
I never thought I'd live to see the day where the big guy finally goes, okay, you know what? Maybe it is too much. That's something he never says, too much.
Of anything.
It's always not enough, but an 85-inch television is probably too much.
It's probably too much.
So in your house,
yeah,
your tiny little old lady home in Roseville,
yeah,
an 85-inch television is too much.
I'll take it. I'll make this all better.
Trust me, that TV will go down with that house. There's no chance in hell it's ever coming back upstairs. I got this TV delivered. First off, felt awful. Guy who delivers it is like 85 years old.
Ooh.
And he comes up and he's like, I'm here with your TV. And I was like,
what the heck?
No, really? He goes, this is a whopper of a TV.
Oh my God.
He has another guy. He goes, we're going to need you and your nephew. And we're going to need, if there's other people, let's go ahead. We had to take five people to get it out of the van.
Yeah.
We get it into my garage.
Watched Dwight Eisenhower give his speech on a 13-inch black and white.
He mentioned a 13-inch TV. He goes, I imagine this is for football season, right? And I said, yeah, it's totally. He goes,
yeah, well, father time. Do you want to come and join me for a game?
Well, he probably does.
I was waiting for him to go, boy, I remember the games when they had the leather helmets. That's what I liked. He was the nicest guy, and he goes, and he's just leaning up against it. So we get it out of the box of like 500 pounds of cardboard. It felt like we have to get it in my house, then get it down the stairs. And then as we get it down the stairs, you have the problem of like a 6'2" like ceiling,
yeah,
and a 7-foot tall TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get it down. Jeez. We managed to do it. Well, on the stairs, my brother's losing his mind because it had to be three of us to carry this TV in. We get it like 3/4 of the way down the stairs. I'm at the bottom of it, holding this entire thing up like, somebody come on, hurry up. Somebody help me. It's weighing me down. And finally, he doesn't move. And I go to swing it just to try to get it at a better angle because I want to bring it downstairs. He then decided to move and it crushed his toe. And he thought it was broken for a little bit. And he's like, this is your fault. Deal with it yourself. And he stormed away. I'm holding an 85-inch TV. I'm like, where are you going?
Good thing you're so strong.
I was able to get thank the Lord for Roman. Roman saved the day again. That muscles. Kid always saves the day. So we were able to get it downstairs. And then I went, okay, now it's here. Now I'm very excited. I'm happy. I can't wait for football season. But F my life. I will never go bigger than 85 inches.
This is so amazing because in my basement at our townhome, I watch TV on a nice new 55-inch OLED, right? And I'm like, this is just amazing. And then yours is 30 inches bigger than that.
30 inches bigger. I will take a picture to send to you guys. It is, I mean, it takes up like 3/4 of my wall.
Because I told you it would.
I know it would. And so I got it and I knew it was going to be great. And it's going to, I mean, you're going to have to sit in the other room to watch TV on it because it is that big. It is so fantastic.
Jeez. I mean, I really am content. I've got 65 inches of loveliness and it's great.
You are. I guarantee your husband wants bigger.
Well, I know he does want bigger, but I don't know where you put it. Like, we don't have a huge room or anything, you know? I don't know, but wow, good for you.
Where there's a wall, there's a way. That's what I will say.
That's the saying.
Jeez. All right. I believe we have some leftover questions. Let's do this.
It's Would You Rather Wednesday with Dusty. Are you ready to play?
Oh, it's the final round. Let's hear, what does Dusty have for us today?
Would you rather swim in fish guts or swim in cow poop?
Oh my God.
What a monster.
Seriously, it's swim true. In fish guts or cow poop?
Yeah, I mean, those are both nasty.
Oh my God, she's getting dark.
Yeah, and did you hear the delivery? Would you rather? Not like her sweet little innocent cute voice. She was like, would you rather swim in fish guts or cow poop?
I
don't see a good way out of this one.
Fish guts.
No, this. I mean, both smell.
Yeah.
But at least the cow manure is just grass.
Yeah. I'm going fish guts with you.
Yeah, like I filleted plenty of fish. I'm not grossed out by it. Of course, I don't want it all over me.
You say that till you're neck deep in guts and bones.
Okay, next.
Would you rather have 8 legs like a spider, or would you rather have lobster claws as your hands?
A pido, obviously.
I know.
I'm going pido legs.
Yeah, pido legs all day long. I don't want. How are you going to grab your keys?
Think of your shoe bill.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, you could never get anything fancy. Discount all the way.
Crisco. I mean, think of all the shoes. I mean, the size 15s that you have to buy. 15?
15, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, you couldn't afford it. You would have to take a mortgage out on yourself.
It was expensive just to get the 2 Lucky Charm shoes. If I had to get 6 more to match.
Oh, man.
I mean, I guess you could be the weirdo and have 8 different shoes. Like, just a different type of shoe on each one.
Imagine walking out of the store with your 4 boxes of shoes for all your feet.
Imagine going to the fair and everybody's got 8 legs like spiders.
Oh, you're like, oh, man, my feet hurt.
Pitos.
Pitos. I'm sorry, pitos.
Say it right.
Pitos and, what was it, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Wex.
I love it.
She's excited for school tomorrow?
She is very excited. We got her backpack and all her supplies and stuff already last night. We had to fill out some different, like, paperwork, like, her teacher seems so sweet. She sent her a postcard, talking about her summer and saying what she was going to learn. And then she has her outfit already picked out. So we are ready to rock.
Oh my God. Remember picking out the outfit? Yes. That was such a big deal. Day 2, who cares? Day 1, though, it's everything.
Yep.
Oh, I always had assigned uniforms.
Oh, yeah, you did.
St. Columbus, St. Agnes. Oh, it was the blue shirt and like brown, or not brown. It was like navy blue dress pants. Oh. Yeah,
I always wanted to wear a uniform.
Oh, it was the worst.
Especially after that Britney Spears video came out. Okay. Like, that'd be so fun.
Not quite high school appropriate.
I mean, it just is like way hotter.
Way hotter. Okay, so we have some Weather Girl bloopers for the month of August. We love it when TV people screw up.
Yes.
You hear now some Weather Girl whoopsie-daisies on TV.
The winds will remain breezy and sometimes windy.
Quarter to ping pong ball size hail with some of these storms.
Remain windy. It will remain windy. With the wind blowing, it will remain windy.
Does that not sound like my traffic?
Yes.
That's totally like, there are cars out in the road and they're driving. With their cars.
With
their cars.
That's great. Oh, I love that so much.
Bing bong balls. Bing bong balls.
Bing bong. Bing bong balls. It's like Dez.
Bing bong balls.
Just all of the many things.
Oh, you could do so many bloopers with me. I'm glad nobody's got their hands on that.
Yeah.
Oh. Right?
Yeah, right.
I mean.
What?
Yeah. Totally.
No one has that.
My Wings financial blooper was the worst.
Remember, FCD, Q, LMNOP, CD, A, FDIC. Oh, no.
Oh, this is so bad.
I think you need to copy Dez's laugh.
It's not as good.
You're trying to get a new laugh, right?
Yes, I am trying so hard. I'm trying to. I was thinking earlier, like, that's too much. No, I try. I'm trying them out. I have to find the right one. See, listen.
At least it's real.
No,
it might be annoying. If that was real, I'd appreciate it.
What if I just start copying your laugh? I've actually got it down pretty good. Say something funnier.
It's not annoying at all.
Oh, she does not like this.
Oh,
it's annoying.
It's super annoying. You know why? Because it's funny. Which one's which?
Gosh, I don't know.
We had an extra secret we didn't get to. We wanted to know the rumor you couldn't live down in school.
Yeah.
My sister had to try and live down having relations with a screwdriver. Okay. Who would ever believe that?
I mean, kids are so weird sometimes. They will buy anything.
You'd hurt yourself.
That like well, that's
a screwdriver.
Oh, oh gosh. You and I were both at the pointy end. I'm like, that's just stupid.
I'm like, Phillips or straight edge?
Always go straight edge.
You know, flat edge.
Yeah.
I'd imagine. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it would make more sense.
There was a rumor that was going around our school, and I know it's not true because it's so dumb, and I'm sure this probably went around every school, but there was a group that they called the Carrot Clan.
Oh.
Do you get it?
Well, no. Yeah, yes, we get the Carrot Clan.
Like they used carrots to do that?
What did they do?
Stop it.
No, what?
Man, it's like the screwdriver.
What did they do?
It's like the screwdriver.
So what would they do with
they
the carrot?
They used a carrot to pleasure themselves, but you know it's not true because they were young. Who's going
to
even find? I don't know. It just seems weird.
Okay, here's one. My friends and I's nickname was the BJ Sisters.
Oh.
Not because of me, but my friend was caught in a car in a parking lot giving a BJ to six guys around the car watching.
Oh, what?
Wait,
no.
Six other dudes watched another guy get some slob on the knob.
I mean, that
one of them was loving the slob on the knob.
That's a little weird to watch another dude get one.
Like, is that where you're like high five and going, dude?
Yeah, look at you. I do not have a B1er watching you getting yours worked over.
No.
Oh my God. I would start tickling him in the bag. Go a little under there. I mean, that's weird, right?
I mean, but if you want to do it, it works every time. What?
Oh, my God. Is he going to finish already? Let's see it.
Just cup and go, babe. Cup and go.
God,
come
this
on.
Is so hot, right?
You're not doing it well enough. Come on.
Yeah, Brad, I'm next. I mean, what? Sarah, I'm next.
Use your hand a little bit.
Oh,
Sarah, and could you move out of the way a little bit? I'm into this whole thing.
Okay, Jeremy, I don't know. You're really killing my mood right now.
Jeremy, you're really bringing it down. Yeah, well, I can help you get back. No, I mean, she should be helping you. It's probably fine.
Want me to fluff it up for you?
I'm the fluffer.
Get out of the way.
Wow.
This went down.
That was a secret.
Now, so if you don't know how to give a good proper BJ, now you do. Listen to all those insider tips.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Try that one. Oh, no, I sound more like feathers every day. Stop. You're not allowed to do it, Ryan.
Sorry.
This is a him thing.
Sorry. My bad. My bad.
Stop it, Rizzy.
Stop it, you little Rizzmeister.
What if I just take over Dez all over? Stop it. Quit it.
You know what I can't stop saying, and I feel like I'm trying to be mean. I keep saying, you little turkey. I'm like, I'm like, that was not offensive, nor was it mean, nor did I get my point across.
Oh.
You stop it, you little turkey.
You little turkey. Oh, crap, we have to go.
Oh.
Yeah, you do. We're going to miss the bus.
Okay. Oh, I forgot.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite podcast,
PodMN. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. After Hours.